Investment Flash.
Good morning. The yen just got the ultimate backstop, a joint US-Japan intervention. This is the kind of move that flips the script on a whole bunch of trades. Let's get into it.
Welcome to Investment Flash, London edition, Monday, August 3rd. I'm Marie, here with Tom and Gerald. And Tom, you're not kidding. This headline feels pulled straight from a 90s playbook.
Coordinated intervention. Now there's a phrase I haven't heard since I was trading dot-com stocks. Honestly, it feels a bit like bringing a bazooka to a garden party.
See, Gerald, that's the energy I'm here for. The market's been treating yen weakness like a one-way trade. And now Washington just said, not so fast. This is a game changer.
I mean, rarity alone makes it a signal. I'll give you that.
Exactly. The joint statement is what matters. But Tom, before you pop the champagne, the intervention size is undisclosed. That's the glaring hole.
All right, but it's the signaling, not the size, that shifts expectations. The U.S. Treasury putting its name on it, that's unprecedented in recent memory. It tells the market dollar strength is no longer unchecked.
Wait a second. Are we sure? For all we know, it's a strongly worded letter with a few billion attached. The market could smell bluff and push right back.
Exactly. If this is just a token gesture, those carry trade shorts will be right back to testing the Bank of Japan next week.
But the direction is clear. We need to see dollar-yen break below 110 to really squeeze the speculators. And that's what I'm betting on.
Which brings us to the first trade. Buy the Japanese yen ETF, ticker FXY. It's already up nearly 3% on the week, but still 9% below its 52-week high. There's room to run if this gains traction.
Exactly.
Right. Room to run, sure, but also room to fall if the intervention fizzles. That 9% gap is a magnet for both hope and disappointment. I'm watching, not chasing.
Come on, Gerald. This is a once-in-a-decade coordinated move. I'm in the FXY long, and I'm not looking back.
And the most direct expression, selling dollar yen. Direction is unambiguous. But again, size tempers conviction.
Right, but if you're a momentum trader, you don't wait for the full playbook. You see a coordinated central bank move, you get short dollar yen before the next headline hits.
Tom's already short dollar yen in his dreams. But seriously, the risk is a buy the rumor, sell the fact. If the actual details are underwhelming, we'll see a nasty snapback.
Which is why we're also watching Japan equities, the iShares Japan ETF, ticker EWJ. A stronger yen typically pressures exporters, but if this calms broader risk, equities might actually get a bid.
Yeah, it's a mixed signal. On one hand, a 10% yen move eats into earnings estimates. On the other, if intervention stabilizes the currency, foreign investors might pile back in.
Look, mate, I'm not touching Japanese exporters with a barge pole until I see margins. The yen's been a wrecking ball on earnings forecasts, and even a small strengthening could trigger a wave of downgrades.
Gerald, always the fundamentalist. But Tom's right. There's a scenario where this is a risk-on signal for Asia. It's just too muddy to bet big.
And speaking of Asia, Gerald, your Hong Kong equity buy from yesterday's episode, a weaker dollar could give it a nice tailwind if this intervention spreads to broader dollar weakness.
Fair point, Tom. I did like that setup for the valuation gap. If the dollar drops and capital flows back to emerging markets, Hong Kong could have a day.
All right, the one we really need to watch is long-duration treasuries, the TLT ETF. If Japan sells U.S. bonds to fund yen purchases, TLT, already at its 52-week low, could absolutely plunge.
Oh, come on. Gerald's been waiting all morning to bring up TLT.
You know it, but seriously, this is the risk. If you're long bonds, you're sitting on a potential landmine.
But Gerald, and this is where it gets interesting. With the U.S. co-signing, funding might avoid outright sales. The U.S. could provide dollars directly, which means TLT could actually rally on reduced issuance fears. It's a coin toss.
So TLT could go up or down. That's my kind of clarity. Honestly, until we see the funding mechanism, I'm steering clear.
A coin toss with a potential 5% swing either way. Classic macro week.
See, this is what I mean. The most original take from the Wall Street Journal is that this could upend the crowded carry trade. For months, everyone's been borrowing yen to buy higher-yielding assets. That trade is now on notice.
Carry trade unwinding, buddy. That's a huge flow to reverse. We're talking possibly billions in positions getting squeezed.
But remember, carry trades don't unwind in a day. The yield differential is still massive. Unless Japan starts hiking rates aggressively, the fundamental incentive persists. This intervention might just be a speed bump.
I'm going to push back, Gerald. The intervention could trigger a vicious cycle if it forces margin calls. Even a modest yen move can cascade. That's the structural risk the market is underpricing.
And that's why our view here at Investment Flash is that the cleanest expression isn't any single ticker. It's a bet that FX volatility is underpriced. With intervention threats now carrying U.S. credibility, the yen's multi-month drift lower could snap.
So you're not just buying FXY. You're buying it with the view that vol is about to spike. I can get behind that. Options aren't pricing in a sharp move yet.
Exactly. The options market has been asleep on yen vol. A month ago, nobody expected Washington to step in. Now that the headline is out, implied vol on dollar yen is still too low.
We'd size the FXY long to capture the repricing, but keep the leash tight. Conviction depends on follow-through, not just the initial shock.
And the counter-argument is loud and simple. This could be a headline without ammunition. If the intervention size is seen as insufficient when details leak, the rally reverses fast. We saw that with past solo Japanese interventions.
Gerald, remember when the Bank of Japan tried to prop up the yen last year and got steamrolled? This time, having the U.S. on board changes the narrative. The market might respect it more.
To be fair, the U.S. involvement might make the difference, but I'm still watching TLT like a hawk. If there's any hint of Treasury selling, that 52-week low becomes a launching pad for lower.
That's a risk. But our base case is that funding is managed to avoid disruption. The U.S. Treasury isn't going to jeopardize its own bond market for a yen stability goal.
Honestly, the only thing I'm sure of is that this will be a fun week. And by fun, I mean Gerald will be refreshing his TLT chart every 5 minutes.
You joke, but I've already set a price alert for a 2% drop and another for a 2% rally. I'm ready for anything.
As always, none of this is investment advice. But if you're just finding us, hit follow on Spotify or check investmentflash.com for the full digest with charts and sources.
And we're back later today for the New York edition at 9 a.m. New York time, where we'll get the U.S. market's reaction. Should be lively.
Absolutely. If the intervention details hit before then, we'll be diving deep. I want to see the scale.
Until then, keep your yen tight and your TLT charts tighter. I'm Marie.
And Gerald, see you in a few hours.